Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Would you say that the relationship that Dave and Bethley have has loads of vibrant energy? I do too. L-O-V-E. Loads of vibrant energy. Quote Jimmy Stewart, well, what do you know about that? Well, today Dave and Bethley conclude their series on a celebration of L-O-V-E. So let's join them, shall we?
So love doesn't seek her own.
Yes.
And love is not easily provoked. So let's talk about that one for a moment.
Yes.
In the notes, you wrote, not speaking of anger so much as being irritated or aggravated. So elaborate on that.
Well, sometimes we think, well, I'm not easily provoked. I don't have an anger problem. But we live in constant frustration, irritation, aggravation. I remember growing up, sometimes my dad, if he would, you know, lose a tool or be working on something in the yard or whatever, and he would say, oh, this is so aggravating. And I used to think that aggravating word, that must mean something really bad. But that's how a lot of times, especially if you are in a busy season of life, or maybe you're in a physical sickness time of life, and that can be very weighty and very burdensome, very heavy. And we allow it then to excuse our irritability.
So we could say that love isn't easily irritated.
Yes.
Love isn't easily aggravated.
Right. And it would go back to having that patience and that kindness under pressure. Anytime that pressure comes on, you're not easily irritated. Mm-hmm. You're not easily provoked.
Well, that's interesting. And then he says it doesn't even assume wrong. It rejoices in truth. So that's an interesting concept there. Let's just talk about that.
Well, assuming wrong, you know, have you ever thought...
Love thinks no evil.
You're thinking no evil, but you're miscommunicating, you know, in your marriage. Maybe there's a miscommunication and immediately you think, oh, you meant it this way. And I can't believe you said that to me. This just happened to us just within the last few days.
You know, it might have. This is coming back to me.
But that would be thinking evil instead of rejoicing in truth.
What love assumes no wrong,
yes,
but focuses on truth.
On truth.
What do I know to be true here? Well, I know you love me.
Yes.
And I know that maybe I heard that wrong.
Yes.
So love gives benefit of the doubt. Love.
It does. And it seeks to find truth. I'm just going to be very vulnerable. Sometimes as a lady, in the emotion of a moment, you are so focused on how words make you feel that you cannot come out of that cloud of emotion to the truth of what your husband is actually trying to say. And I understand that sometimes the way men and women communicate is so different and can be so, in the emotion of a moment, it can be hurtful to a wife. And you can just think, oh my goodness, my heart just can't take anymore. Try to not think evil, but to rejoice in truth.
Yeah.
Go back to the truth of, you know what? My husband does love me, and even though I feel like his words are slamming on me right now, that's not what he's doing at all.
Yeah. And one of the things as a man we have to think in terms of and specifically stay focused on the thought process of, will my next words make my wife feel loved or will they hurt her?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can be a very tricky matter.
Yes.
Because we do see things so differently in the way God has made us.
Yes.
But what the Bible is wanting us to know here is that if we love,
yes,
it doesn't assume wrong.
It doesn't.
And it rejoices in truth.
Mm-hmm.
Bethley wrote in the notes that social media gives us a great scope for assumption about others outside our home. But miscommunication or a lack of communication gives us a great scope for assumption within our home.
Yes.
Elaborate on that just a little bit, because I think that's worth talking about.
Well, sometimes even just in the daily things, if you miscommunicate about who's picking up the children from a certain activity or from school, if your children attend school, if there's a miscommunication, you can assume, I cannot believe you dropped the ball on that. I always have to pick up after you. I always have to come behind you and clean up all this, you know, whatever. And so we're assuming wrong about them instead of getting down to the truth of, you know what, we didn't really communicate that. We didn't actually even talk about it.
That's a really big one to kind of start coming towards the conclusion here. Don't assume wrong. Love thinks no evil. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's talking about motives there, because it's easy to think in terms of, I know why he did that.
Yeah, I know what you meant by that.
I know what she's thinking. Mm-hmm. I know exactly why. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who says that frequently. Well, I know exactly what they're doing. I know why they have that. I know why. And the fact of the matter is, the answer is not really, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't. May be right in your assumption.
Right.
But the Bible's pretty clear that we don't know the heart.
Right.
And God is the only one who knows the heart. Mm-hmm. And I can know my heart to the extent that God shows me and helps me to line it up by God's word.
Right.
So what a powerful passage as we've been talking through here.
I would say too, even in this time, sometimes things are not right. You can tell there's something wrong between you and your spouse. Mm-hmm. Instead of assuming, oh, she's mad at me for this, or he's mad at me for that, why don't you start asking questions to lead you to truth?
Yes.
Just this past week, David wasn't feeling well. I didn't know. I had no clue, because he is a man. He's not going to come in like I would and be like, oh, I don't feel well. He doesn't do that. And no, he didn't have COVID. So he just wasn't feeling well one day, but I could tell he's being a little distant. He's being a little quiet. And it took me some time to get out of him, oh, I'm just not feeling well. But, you know, I could have just kept going in my assumption of, oh, my goodness, I think he's a little upset at me. He's not talking to me very often.
And I could work
about
coming in more often and saying, I don't feel well.
Oh, no, we only need one whiner in the family.
We only have a few more minutes here. There is one little section that we want to close with the idea of charity never fails.
Yes.
But there's one more little section there. Just touch briefly on that little section, and then we'll conclude.
Well, in the chapter, Paul says, love bears all things,
hopes all things,
endures all things, believeth all things. I think I might have misquoted it. But what that goes back to is the very first thought in 1 Corinthians 13, when he's lining up all of these things that true love is, it is patient. Bearing all things and believing all things and hoping all things and enduring all things has two thoughts, at least in my thinking. It has the thought of a foundation. I'm going to hold you up with all of this love that I'm going to show to you, because I am patient and I am kind and I am not focusing on self. And then it has the idea of building a roof over where I am going to cover you with my love. No matter what happens, I'm holding you up and I'm covering you.
And that's a beautiful way then to jump right to the phrase.
Yes.
Charity never fails.
Yes.
Love never fails. The word failed means to be unemployed. Love is never unemployed. Love never loses influence.
No.
Love can't shut down so that I can scroll social media. It never fails. It's never unemployed. It never loses influence. It never loses power. We know that because the Bible says God is love, that love is eternal.
Yes.
And we do know that. But we also know, based on this passage and what we're learning, that love is always needed.
And always necessary.
Always necessary. And it's the thing that will solve every issue.
Yes.
It's the way to make sense out of all the issues of life.
Right.
It's the way to grow old together into a sweet and happy marriage.
Yes.
Instead of a grumpy, grouchy, yeah, we may still be together, but
yeah, just leave putting me up alone. With you. Yeah.
And when the Bible says that charity never fails, remember, he gives it in light of the idea that where there's tongues, they will cease, and where there's prophecies, there will come a time that prophecy will be unemployed. There's no need for it.
It's all going to come to pass.
It'll be gone. There's coming a time when you won't need a tongue, and there'll be nobody there to interpret it anyway. And you can't have it. It's not your gift. And so what he's trying to say here is that there's one part that he wants us to get. There's one word that he wants us to get that is always employed.
Yes.
That always is influential, mm-hmm. that always results in power and success and victory.
Yes.
And that's the word love. So we should never give up on love. We should promise to love.
Yes.
And even sometimes in disagreements, when he's talking about, we've talked about irritations and frustrations, there have been times, mm-hmm. many times, where Bethany and I have said, all right, we're not coming to a conclusion here, yes. but here's how we're going to end this.
Yes.
I love you. Mm-hmm. You love me.
Yes.
All is well.
Yes.
And so we have to say it. Mm-hmm. If that's not normal to you, then work on that. Mm-hmm. Say, I love you, and mean it. We have to show it.
Yes.
We have to make sure that we sustain it. It ought to be growing in our life. And yes. when there's issues, we have to solve it based on love.
Right.
Charity never fails. Love never fails. Mm-hmm. Any further thought before we come to the conclusion of this particular section?
Well, you might be thinking, you know, I don't feel very much in love right now. Or my children, they're just so busy and I just don't feel very much love for them. That's why this list is here. So you can go and you can look at it. Am I being patient? Am I being kind? Am I being self-focused or inappropriate in my behavior? And so you have some things that you can implement Absolutely. Right away. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, obviously. And then the feelings of love follow when you do right.
It sure does. Remember that God is love, so yes. he can help you.
Yes.
Remember that Jesus said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you love one another. And remember that Paul said in Romans 5 that the Holy Spirit sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts. This is not something we're to work up in our own ability and strength. No. You have the Bible. You have the Holy Spirit. God can lead you and guide you to have a wonderful, loving, amazing, sweet experience in life.
Yes.
So love, charity, never fails.
Well, I hope you choose to spread the loads of vibrant energy that you acquired from this great podcast. Hey, won't you tune in next time for the start of a new series on loving Him well? This is Michael Barnett. If you need more information or would like to hear more episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.